Thank you so much for tuning into a service with Hope Family George. We hope it inspires you and helps you with your journey with God.
Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Jesus, your name is above every other name. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We love you, Lord. We stand still here in your presence and we just magnify your name, Lord, because you deserve all the glory. You are holy, holy forever. Thank you, Jesus, for having a relationship with us. Thank you for being here right now, for your presence that surrounds us, that empowers us and equips us. We worship you, Lord. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How amazing was that? Thank you so much, worship team. You can tell someone worship was fire as you take your seats. It is such a privilege for me to bring God's word with you today. And I just want to take a moment to just honor our senior pastors and thank them for who they are, for trusting me to stand here today. And, you know, I've really had the privilege to work with them for the last 10 years. And it's just such a privilege for me to work with them under their leadership. So I'm going to talk today about finishing strong. And our senior pastors model that so well. They have never shied back from doing God's work. And for me and our entire staff team, it inspires us so much to do that, to keep the mission in front of us. And we just want to thank you for that. Thank you for showing us the way. So why am I speaking about finishing strong today? A few weeks ago, I came to church on a Sunday. And like we normally do, we come early, 7 o'clock. I'll probably wake up at 6. 7 o'clock in the morning and ready and expectant for the day. And one thing after the other kept going wrong. It was like something wasn't working. We prepared everything. Everything happens the same every week, what we do, but everything seems to have gone wrong. And it really bothered me. And I started praying about it, and it really like, God, why is this happening? Why is these unnecessary things happening? And I felt God challenged me to say that we need to finish strong, not because now maybe we're getting to the end of the year and the holiday season is coming and we might be feeling a little bit relaxed and we might be feeling like we're missing some things. And I really felt God say we need to finish the year strong. And 1 Peter 5 verse 8 says it like this: be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. And those two words, be alert, stood out to me because of what I've just faced a few weeks ago. It is to be spiritually awake when we're alert. And I love this word in the Greek where it says, the Greek word says, gregor eho. I Googled how to say that. It helped me. Gregor eo means to stay watch, stay awake, and to stay attentive. It's very much like a guard looking out what's going on, what is happening. Be attentive, be aware of everything that is going on around you. And that's how it can be. We can sometimes get into autopilot. We start doing things automatically, and then we're not as alert as we should be. And I felt God really challenged me to give my best. Don't think that you've now reached the end of the year. You can just sit back and relax. There is rest involved in God's presence. Don't worry. But the enemy is subtle. So he comes, and it's not always this big thing, you know, like that's why we need to be aware of his schemes. So sometimes you maybe find yourself busy, very busy, and that's where the enemy will distract you. Or you could just be feeling tired and you feel like you deserve a holiday, that is where he can distract you. We need to be so aware of his schemes. So I want to ask you a question. Are you maybe facing a trial today? Have you caused your own trial? That's another question to ask. Did something unexpected maybe happen to you that is out of your control? Or do you just feel tired and weary? I want to encourage us that finishing strong is intentional. We decide that we're going to finish strong, but we don't finish strong on our own. We finish strong with Jesus on our side. In the kingdom of God, it is the other way around. We are often here in the world thinks that when we start well, we get ambitious, we're going to start running, we're going to start exercising, we're going to start doing something, but how often do we not finish what we started? And that's how the kingdom of God is. It's not about how you start, it is about how you finish your race. And the Bible is full of examples of heroes that have finished strong. And I'm going to use four of them today, and just to encourage us how to finish strong. And the Apostle Paul wrote this verse when he was in a very difficult place. He was in prison. It wasn't a normal prison where you could roam around free. It was cold and it was dark, pretty much like a dungeon. And he knew that he was about to be executed when he wrote this verse in 2 Timothy 4 verse 7. He says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." I want to encourage you, like the Apostle Paul, to keep your faith. No matter what you're facing, if you're feeling tired, if something's happened to you, keep your faith. The Apostle Paul didn't say that I have kept my comfort. He didn't say I kept my reputation. He didn't say I kept my safety. He kept his faith. We need to keep our faith. There's so many times in the Bible where he could have given up. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten. He was misunderstood. But he never, ever gave up. Faithfulness in pressure is what builds endurance in our spirit. So whatever we are facing today, know that he's building endurance in your spirit. Then we have another amazing character in the Bible, and our senior pastor Paul preached about it a few weeks ago, and it's Caleb. I love his story as well. Caleb was one of those inspiring men. He held on to a promise for 45 years. And I want to encourage us, secondly, to hold on to God's promises, just like Caleb did. In Numbers 14:24, it says, "Because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it." Caleb was 40 years old when he heard this promise from God. And it took 45 years before the promise came through. Some of us wait 45 days and then we forget the promises that God has given us. So we need to be like Caleb. Hold on to the promises of God. I love it when he says in Joshua 14:10, "Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old." He sounds even excited. I read that last sentence, and I just want to give a shout out to our seniors who are amazing, leading the way and finishing strong, holding on to God's promises. So just like Caleb is, and you're just such a great example for us. Then I want to focus on Daniel. Daniel was faithful for a lifetime. Daniel lived a life from a teenage years that is faithful, purity. He prayed consistently. He just loved God. And I think of our young people here today who start out with God in your lives. Stay faithful to God for the rest of your life. Don't look back. And it's so encouraging to see so many of you stepping into all that God has for you. Daniel 6 verse 10 says, 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Even when the law said that, the law was changed, he was not allowed to pray, he still prayed. He never gave up his faith. So no matter what we are facing today, keep your faith. And our ultimate example is Jesus. Jesus completed the assignment. And in John 19, verse 30, it says this, when he received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus didn't say, I am finished. He said, it is finished. He completed the assignment. And just like Jesus, God has given us each an assignment here on earth. He has given us our family. He has given us our purpose. He's given us our workplace. We need to finish our assignment that he has given us. How do we finish strong? I want to leave some things with you to help you to finish strong. And number one is we need to stay close to Jesus. We cannot do life by ourselves. How do you stay close to Jesus? By praying, by spending time with him in his word. Prayer is the difference working in your power versus the power of God in your life. We need to pray. We don't want to go through life on our own strength. We finish strong because we pray. James 5 verse 16 says, the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. I want to go through life in right standing with God, knowing that he hears my prayers and it's powerful and effective. I love how Mark Batterson puts this. He says, when we pray regularly, irregular things happen on a regular basis. That's cool. When we pray regularly, irregular things happen on a regular basis. So we need to stay close to Jesus. We need to keep our hearts clean. Don't let unforgiveness or bitterness keep you from finishing strong. Forgive and live in peace with one another. We need to obey God's word. Obedience creates spiritual endurance. Romans 15 verse 5 to 6 says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude, mind, and mind towards that Jesus Christ did. So that one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God, your Father, your Lord Jesus. When we stay in God's word, he gives us endurance to do what he's called us to do. Number four, we need to stay in community. Finishing strong is not about finishing alone. When we are together, we help each other to finish strong. Romans 15 verse 5 in the Message translation puts it like this. May our dependably steady and warmly personal God develop maturity in you so that you can get along with each other as well as Jesus gets along with us all. What a beautiful verse. We need to be dependent on God. We do it together. Life is full of drama, right? Lots of things go wrong in life. So it's not the absence of drama that helps us to get along. It's how we respond to the drama that helps us to get along with each other. Conflict is there to help us to build our relationships. If we don't have conflict with each other, we will not be able to get along with each other. We'll just act like everything is okay, but it's not. Very important. And we need to hold on to hope. Number five, hope empowers perseverance. When you know what's ahead, you endure what's happening right now. Hope is the anticipation of knowing what God is going to do. We can finish strong. We can finish strong like the Apostle Paul and keep our faith. We can finish strong like Caleb and hold on to God's promises. We can finish strong like Daniel for a lifetime and never give up. We can finish strong like Jesus and complete the task so that we can have eternity with Him in heaven. I want to encourage you, maybe you are here today, and I asked the questions earlier, are you feeling tired? Did you cause your own pain? Did life just happen? Has life just been difficult? I want to encourage you that Jesus wants to help you, no matter what you're facing. I'm going to encourage us with this last verse out of 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9. But he said to me, he answered me, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I celebrate my weaknesses, for when I'm weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. When you are weak, know you're in a good place, because you know that you need God. You know that He's going to empower you. He will help you to finish strong. Let's end 2025 the best way we can. Let's give God our best. Let's not get complacent. Let's trust Him for more. And 2026 is going to be our best year yet. Best year. I'm going to ask that we all stand. And just take a moment to pray for us all here today. Father God, thank you so much. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you can encourage us by your word. Thank you, Lord, as we stay close to you and we pray and we hear your secrets because we are spending time with you personally. I pray for each one that's here today, Lord Jesus, starting the last first Saturday prayer of 2025, the best way yet, Lord. We want to finish strong. God, we know life happens, and I'm so aware that so many are here today, maybe facing a difficult trial. We're not insensitive to that, God, because, God, we know you are close to us, and you help us to face whatever we need to face. God, we lift your name on high. Jesus, thank you for being the ultimate example to help us to stay the course as heaven is our home. In Jesus' name.
Stay in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Send through your prayer requests, praise reports, or any questions you might have to 062-214-2814. That's 062-214-2814.